views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Good morning, everyone. Bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Heart Center Talk Radio. I am David Lewis, and we had planned to talk to a very important person in my life, and we're not able to get a hold of him. His name is Mamad Kadrabou, and he's currently in Paris, France, and we just weren't able to connect. So I'm going to wing it today and invite some of you to call the number that Brian, can you give out the number that people can call?
1-800-930-2819.
And I know a number of you have met Mamad. He lives in Berkeley, California. He's a world traveler. He's written some amazing books, four of them that I personally have. Actually, I have all of his books. The first one I received was Journey to Ancient Arabia, then Life in the Shadows, The Book of Journeys, Destiny, and then Following the Muse. And we're actually going to give away one copy of Following the Muse to someone who calls in, and we'll see, you know, who that is today. So Mamad is a mystic, a world traveler, a self-styled painter, a poet, and probably mostly known as a celebrated photographer. Now, for those who really know him, he's the mystic who is a phenomenal individual who meditates every morning for 2 hours, 4 to 6 in the morning, and then I think he also meditates in the afternoon. And he has built up quite a following of individuals who come to his apartment in Berkeley, right there on the campus of UC Berkeley, and participate with him in meditating, and then he'll give a little talk, a profound sharing from, I believe, his higher self and the wisdom that he's gleaned over many years of being on this earth. He was born in the nation island of Mauritius, which is off the southeastern coast of Africa, and he's traveled all over the world. And in these books that he's written, he shares some very interesting stories, as well as his literary poetic writings, his reflections on life. And the story of his life is truly amazing in itself. And maybe he's here in spirit and just not in the flesh. So if any of you who have met him, especially those of you who live in California and been to his apartment, would like to share a story of your interaction with him, I'm inviting you to call in. So in my book, The Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, I did share a little bit about the first time I met him in my art gallery in Montana, Livingston, Montana, many, many years ago. And it was a Sunday, and I was sitting in my office, and normally I wasn't open on Sundays, but I had left the door, the front door of the gallery open, even though I don't believe the sign said that I was open. So in walks this gentleman, and my office is about 40 or 50 feet away from the entrance, and immediately a rush goes through my entire body, and I'm wondering what is going on. From head to toe, and toe to head and head to toe again, this phenomenal energy of what I would classify as the Holy Spirit just passed through me. So I knew that something interesting was in store, and I go out to meet this guy, and he had the most beautiful face of any gentleman I have ever met in my life. He had kind of darker skin. I could tell that he was from another nation. Fairly short, probably, I'm guessing about 5'5", and a little, you know, receding hairline. And he was carrying four or maybe a number of these pressed flowers on kind of a paper mache type of paper that he actually made. And he explained to me that he hiked in the mountains of California in the Sierra Nevadas and found these beautiful wildflowers of all different colors. And then he flattened them and pressed them into this paper mache-like material with deckled edges that he himself made. And he learned how to make this paper, I believe, back on Mauritius when he was a young boy. So anyway, I ended up buying four of these beautiful pressed flowers on the paper, framing them and selling them in my gallery. More importantly, however, almost as soon as I started talking to him, I could sense this holiness, this presence, this peace in his aura and the field of energy that was around him, because I had studied about the human aura since I was 14 years old, and I could, through a certain sensitivity, feel this radiation emanating from him. And in a very dramatic and kind of startling dynamic, I fell to my knees and kissed his feet. And I had never done this with any individual ever in my life. I was shocked that I did this, and yet it was almost automatic. It was natural for me, and yet to my outer mind, it was startling why I would do this. I had never been in the mode of being in this level of obeisance or acknowledgement of any individual on the earth, even though I had been living in a spiritual community for over 20 years and was following the teachings of a particular spiritual teacher. So anyway, in the course of our conversation, I sensed through the way that he was speaking the amazing consciousness that he had, because every word that came from his mouth was poetry. It was as if I was speaking directly to Rumi or even Jesus, because his words were sublime and beautiful, authentic, kind, and represented the most mystical aspects of life. I then, after this interaction, gave him a copy of my first music CD called Psalms of Love, which is still available even today on the Heart Center website in our store. And he graciously, you know, bowed to me, graciously accepted it. And then right then and there, he said to me, "You know, the angels in heaven know you and know your music." Now, I was kind of dumbfounded by the statement. Well, how could this guy know this? I mean, you know, how does any human individual know that the angels in heaven know me and know my music? And yet it was said with such reverence and such respect and authenticity that I knew that deep in his heart, he had touched the hem of heaven, the garments of the divine, and that he actually knew this from within his heart. So this was the original interaction with Mamad Kadrabu. And then I kind of didn't really forget about him, but there was no interaction. I did not get his phone number. I had no card. I had no way of getting a hold of him. Well, a year later, almost to the day, on another Sunday, I was sitting at my grand piano, my baby grand piano in the art gallery, and I would write and compose music on this piano. And I had just played something mystical and divine, I feel divinely inspired. And I just played the last chord and was resting in the tonal vibration of the kind of the essence of what I was feeling as I was playing. And then in walks Mahmoud again. The same rush goes through my body, the same feeling. And this time he had more of these pieces of paper with the deckled edges with the pressed flowers. And so at that point in time, I was doing better in my art gallery financially, and I bought everything he had. I invited him to dinner, and then he shared some interesting things with my my first wife and I, which I will share with you after our first commercial intermission. I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest was to be Mahmoud Kadrabou. He's in Paris, France today. We were not able to connect with him on Skype or by phone. And so I'll tell you the rest of the story after this short intermission. Stay tuned.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest was to be Mamad Kadrabu, a wandering mystic from the island of Mauritius. We weren't able to reach him, so I'm winging it today and inviting anybody to call in, maybe ask a question, and we'll just have some live interaction. So again, Brian, that number is
1-800-930-2819 if you want to give David a call.
Great. So Mamad is fluent in French, Creole, Spanish, and English, and he's actually Muslim. And I was telling the story of him coming to my home, and we invited him over to dinner, and we ate a beautiful dinner that my wife created that night. And then he started to chant these very mystic tone poems of just very, very interesting and sublime that I had never heard before. And as it turns out, they are chants that are chanted by Muslims in their prayers that they give five times daily, or at least these are chanted at least once a day. And so I felt this peace come over me, and my wife at the time, you know, felt the same thing. And he asked us what we experienced. And so he explained what the words of these chants meant, and they had to do with calling to Isa, which is another name for Jesus, to Moses, to Abraham, and to Muhammad, to escort our souls to higher octaves of light, where we would commune with these saints and then receive the nectar of their divine instruction, their wisdom teachings, and then come back to the earth and share that nectar with humanity to assist people in their spiritual lives upon earth. So that night, we invited Mamad to stay with us. He stayed overnight, and he was a little reticent to do that, I think because he values his privacy, but he stayed in another room and another part of the house. We closed off that part of the house. And he got up early and meditated. And I decided to get up very early at a little before 4 a.m. and meditate in another room near where he was, but not interrupting him. And I have to tell you, during that 2 hours of silent meditation, I reached a very sublime state of mystical communion with God. And I had never felt in my life to that point the sense of peace and inner stillness that I had during those 2 hours. And I think that in a certain sense, this was facilitated by the magnificent presence of this being who I consider to be a very God-man in incarnation upon earth. I, since this time, visited him at least 3 or 4 times now in Berkeley, California, have been to his home, met his wife, an American wife, And we've shared some wonderful interactions in his home where we have meditated, where he has actually prepared meals for me and some of my friends who have come with me. And I've seen his photography, I've seen his books, I've seen his creative artwork that he now is engaging in. And he's been invited to travel all over the world to share one of the most interesting dynamics of what he experienced in his book, Journey to Ancient Arabia, where he found a city that no one knew existed. And he told me the story of going to this place way out in the desert sands, where he traveled for at least 3 days solid, and just wandering kind of without any maps or any foreknowledge of exactly where he was going. And when he came to these, to this one particular village, there was a gentleman sitting there, and he came up to him, and this gentleman basically told him that he had been waiting for him, and that he had something to give him. And so he gave him this sacred object and said to Mamad that he was transferring a certain mantle to him. Well, to me, having read a number of interesting spiritual books in my life about the Ascended Masters or Masters in Incarnation, the Masters of the Far East, this, to me, spoke exactly of this type of experience. And here I am meeting and hearing the story from someone who actually met a living master in the desert. So I figured that this guy was pretty important in my life. And I have to say that shortly after meeting him, I had two very deep mystical experiences which changed my life forever, opening up my higher self to communicate directly with me in a very dynamic way. And this ultimately, I believe, resulted in the foundation of the Heart Center Movement, a spiritual community where we practice spiritual disciplines and engage in daily meditation, prayer, singing, praise of God, and communion with our source, our higher self, and the Ascended Masters in order to bring divine wisdom, truth, and the gentle teachings of love and enlightenment to the earth. So, in a certain sense, I feel that this great incarnated mystic, and I call him a master, found me in Livingston, Montana, even though he lived in Berkeley, California. He traveled to Montana. How many people did he interact with in Montana? And yet, here I was in an art gallery, and I was on a spiritual path for over, at that point, you know, over 30 years. And he found me. I was open to receiving him. I received the spirit and the gentility of his being and was able to then take up the mantle that I believe he transferred to me with this gift of humility, of heart-centeredness, to found a spiritual movement in early 2005. And then we've been in, you know, involved in working assiduously day after day for now about 10 years and bringing forth these beautiful teachings of divine awareness and spirituality to the world. So, Brian, if we have anybody on the phone, please let me know. And if you, and again, we're going to give you that number to call in. And it is
1-800-930-2819 if you want to give David Lewis a call and talk about anything you want to talk about with David.
You can ask me questions and make comments and maybe challenge me or whatever you like. If you're listening out there and you think this is a bunch of hogwash, you know, well, call in and say what you think. So Mamad is recognized for his epic photography. He told me a story where he traveled the entire length of the South American continent, from the very top to the bottom. I believe it's, what is it, Tierra del Fuego? And he was meditating there on a giant rock at the very tip, the southern tip of South America. And then after meditating for a number of hours and watching the ocean and the waters move and the sky, he just got up and started walking back north. Now, wow, what an amazing individual that would walk or travel the entire length of the South American continent. What did he experience during this time? Obviously, he was engaged in a certain type of awareness that allowed him to drink in and take in the mystical aspects of life, meeting many people along the way, different cultures. Fortunately, he spoke some Spanish, so he was able to communicate. And what I found in meeting with and interacting with Mamad is his true humility the humility of his entire being that oozes through his cells. And he's a very gentle person. He's a vegetarian. And he shared in many of his books how he would often give away his own garments to people that were poorer than him. And if he had $10 or whatever the currency was of the country that he was in, you know, there was no forethought. He would just give away what was required because he knew through his own experience of being very poor from his youth what it was like to be without, what it was like to travel with nothing except maybe some shoes. In fact, one time he gave away his shoes to someone who had none, and then he walked barefoot for thousands and thousands of miles until he was able to find work and employment and then get some shoes. So does this sound like stories that you would read about in the Bible or some ancient tales of Arabia? Well, I think so. And the reason I'm sharing this today, and even though we don't have him here physically on the phone or over the internet as our guest, is because this man has truly impacted my life, changed the course of my destiny. And I believe for those of you who have met him in Berkeley, who've been privileged to meet this gentle soul, he has, in fact, changed the course of your life through the beautiful offerings that he gives us through his words of wisdom. So we're coming up on our second intermission here. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. And after this 3 minutes, please feel free to call in, share something, ask a question. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, yourself. Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis, and we have a caller. So Kathleen from California, go ahead.
Hi, David. Yes, I'm calling in to talk about Mahmoud because I've met him several times and so much enjoyed it. And my husband, Robert, is here, and he also liked to talk about it. He has to go to work pretty soon, so I'd like to put him on first. He'd like to tell you about what impressed him.
Okay, go ahead,
yes,
Robert.
Yes, I met Mahmoud. Hi. I met Mahmoud on a couple occasions there, meeting in his apartment, in his humble apartment in Berkeley. And he told many stories and was an inspiring individual and made prayers for the people that had gathered there. And it was deeply moving to hear a holy man, you know, speak so deeply, profoundly from his heart. And one of the stories that he told was about when he was wandering through the deserts of Saudi Arabia, I guess it was western Saudi Arabia, and he came upon totally abandoned cities, ancient cities and ruins and things of the past, which was rather mysterious because it's not very well known. And one thing that stood out to me was the there were these doors that were carved into the rock, you know, they were like entrances into the mountains, and these and it made me think, and it resembled what was down in South America. There were some doors carved into the rocks, and I thought that was a very meaningful. I'm not going to use the word coincidence, but similarities that the ancients were trying to tell us something. So I just wanted to make those comments as a lead-in to anything you might have to say about these doors.
Well, maybe in order to, you know, some of the doors look like they were going into the rock, and yet how do you get through the door into the rock? So maybe you had to enter into a different dimension of being to actually go through the rock. But the doors were there as kind of a symbol that we're more than just physical beings. We're spiritual beings, and those who could almost dream themselves into the center of what was behind that rock could then receive the wisdom or the teaching or the knowledge that was there. So that's interesting. I'm glad you reminded me because he did tell us that story. Thank you, Robert. And Kathleen, did you have something to share? Okay. Well, Brian accidentally, I guess we lost him temporarily. I'd like to read just a little of someone's quote from having read his book, Journey to Into Ancient Arabia, which you can secure through the Heart Center or directly from Mamad. And I'll give you his website in a minute here. It says, "The day is blisteringly hot. The blinding light of the sun makes every step difficult. The horizon is vast. The sand goes forever. On we walk in the still of noon. And now the journey begins."
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Kathleen. Are you back?
I'm back now, yes. I'd like to read a little bit of his poetry from this book, Journey into Ancient Arabia. Would that be okay?
That's fine, sure.
Okay. This is his book of these pictures of these ancient cities, as Robert was speaking about, and they're lovely photography. And he says, "I can hear the inner voice of my conscience talking to me about this mystical paradise of birds and water. There is no fears of being lost here. In time and in beauty, I talk to myself of streams and shade, of thrust that is quenched by cooling water gushing out of the sands. Mirages appear and disappear. Life hovers between dreams and awakening. I talk to myself as if I am talking to others. My vision is blurred, yet something in the distance seems to be moving. This is beyond the boundary of my knowledge, Allah says to me. A great human absence gives voice to the silence, then inhabits its souls, and a stream of consciousness is buried in the past."
Well, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned Allah there in that particular reading, and there's so much controversy right now with ISIS and what's going on in the Middle East and the conflict between Muslims or, you know, the fanatical Muslims who are now terrorists and the rest of the world. And I was hoping in talking to Mama today to share with you that there are some Muslims, those who follow the Islam faith, who are absolutely not fanatical in this way, who are very spiritual. In fact, I consider Mamad the most spiritual person I've ever met in my life in terms of his abilities to bring forth divine truth and in a very, very powerful yet humble way share from his heart. So, you know, for those of you who are fearful of Islam, you know, get to talk to people of the Muslim faith. Talk to those and realize that not all of them are bad. And I think that we get a jaded image sometimes through the media. And it's only the fanatics, only those who have an axe to grind that are creating these problems. I think we have another caller now. David from Ohio, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was looking at some of his work on the website of his website, and I'm just kind of wondering a little bit. I know that he did a lot of meditating every day and that he's an artist, and I'm wondering about the whole concept of being able to create something that has a spiritual lean to it, as opposed to, you know, just art or artwork for artwork's sake, doing artwork for that has a spark of the divine in it, and trying to bring something into manifestation and through meditation, and then trying to put that on, and asking if you have any reflection about that.
Well, I'm looking at his artwork right now, and his website that I said I'd share is mamadkadrabu.com, and that's mamadkadrabux.com. I'll repeat it. Mamad, which is M-A-M-A-D-E, and his last name, Kadrabu, Kadrebux.com. And a lot of his paintings look like they could have been done by, you know, a teenager or a young child. Yet what impresses me is the color and the energy I feel, because I know the artist, of the consciousness that is embedded within it as he placed the energy of his awareness through the paints onto the canvas. You know, they're kind of impressionistic. They look like they could be from a French impressionistic painter of, you know, maybe two centuries ago or something. And yet they're, you know, they're beautiful. So he also has cards. He has the five books that I mentioned, and he has a blog. So you can go to mamadkadrabu.com and check it out yourself. You can also go to heartcenter.org, and we sell some of his books, and we are giving away one of his books, as I mentioned earlier. So I think we have one more caller. Boyd, are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, David. You know, I'm very enamored with the whole art and science of meditation, and I understand from what you said that Mamad, you consider him a master at this, and that this is one of his primary modes, you might say, his practice in his spiritual life. And I've always been fascinated by the fact that, you know, within all the world's major religions, there are some exceptional individuals who appear to approach God, the Creator, through meditation, although sometimes their religions don't necessarily advocate meditation or teach it or anything like that. And, you know, I've never heard of the Muslim religion as being one that particularly advocates meditation. Maybe it does. I don't know. I wonder if Mamad ever spoke to you about, or if you asked him about his meditation technique, you might say, and how he came about that. Did he sort of just find it because he desired God so much, or did he actually get some of his, you might say, meditation practice from a teacher, or did that ever come up?
Well, I didn't get into a lot of detail in kind of grilling him or querying him on how he was able to master this art, but I do know that he is able to leave his body, because when you meditate for 40, 50, 60 years for 2 hours in the morning, early morning, when it's very still, he does do spiritual work. And he shared through many of his stories his abilities to actually communicate over long distances with others. In fact, one time he called up his wife, and he was in, I think it was on an island off of Greece, And he just called her in Berkeley and said, meet me in Athens. And he didn't say where, and didn't actually even say when. So she hopped on a plane, went to Athens, and within a few hours of her arriving, he shows up in this little coffee shop or cafe or whatever where she was sitting, kind of just waiting. And there he was, appeared. Now, who does that? They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have any outer means of communication, yet he found her. So this bodes to me that this gentleman has a deep connection with Source, with God, that goes beyond maybe our outer understanding. In terms of whether Islam, the Islam faith, you know, promotes meditation, I'm sure they do. In fact, they pray five times a day. Yet, I haven't studied Islam to the extent where I know the details of that. So, we're at our third and final commercial break here. I'm David Lewis on Heart Center Talk Radio. We're talking about a mystic that I met, Mamad Kadrabu, and we'll be back in just a few moments to wrap things up and share a little bit more. Stay tuned.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Well, we're on board with Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and we're talking about a mystic that I met named Mahmoud Kadrabou. And I think we may have one more caller on the phone. Patricia from California, are you there?
Yes, David, yes. Good morning. And I'm enjoying the show, and I wanted to share a little bit of my experience. I've met Mahmoud as well, and I was with you several times when we met. And I wanted to note that he often calls you Saint David. He's really precious when he says that. And he speaks very softly and very poetically all the time and serves these wonderful, nourishing little puddings or teas or whatever whenever you come. And I wanted to let people know what I've learned about him, and that is that he's not only a Muslim community leader, but he's also a spiritual pioneer in Berkeley. And he founded what he calls a modest movement called Friday Nights Free, and people gather there. It reminds me of maybe some of the Theosophical Society's gatherings with Madame Blavatsky, but he has people gather from all faiths, he said, including agnostics and atheists, and they get an opportunity to enjoy his lovely hospitality, his food and friendship. They say poetry and play music together and have intellectual and literary and political and scientific discussions even at his home. And it's very apparent when you come that he's so gracious in this way. And I found a comment from one of his friends, a man named Abid Hussein, who was at the time he was in Berkeley completing his graduate education, would go to those meetings. And he said, sometimes you hear Mahmoud, and it seems that he knows something that nobody else knows, and it's something that everybody's kind of clueless about. So he was saying that you just see small tidbits of his wisdom coming out from him every week. So that was one of the things that impressed me, was to know some of his gracious hospitality, and also that his apartment is full all the time, he says, on Fridays, with people coming and going to get his wisdom. And while we were in his apartment, if I can keep speaking, he brought out some of the thousands of pictures and slides that he has in his binders, and they're all talking about these scenes that we were talking about, and that he has made prints of. And I was able, as he brought out all of these beautiful photos, he had one that really struck me, and so I now own it and have it in my home. And it's the only one that was a portrait of a face. And the portrait is of an Arab man. I think he's Afghan. And he wears this turban, and he has a very long beard, very bushy eyebrows now. And I said, well, tell us a little about this man. He has a bent nose, so it looks like it may have been broken at one time. And you can barely see his eyes. And I remember Mahmoud got very soft and quiet at that point. And he looked at the photo with great love, and he said, well, this is one of my mentors. And I said, well, how old is he? And he says, he's a very holy man in Afghanistan, and he's 104 years old at the time of the taking of this photo. So
wow,
I really enjoyed looking at it and meditating with it, and realizing the depth of the spirituality behind those quiet and deep eyes.
So, well, thank you, Patricia, for sharing these stories, because I think it would be important. Just imagine if the same dynamic of these Fridays free for open discussion and meditation and sharing were held all over the world between people of different faiths. Wouldn't I think that could solve a lot of our problems. You know, Friday is, I believe, the Muslim Sabbath. So it is a special day for those of the Islamic faith. And, you know, in answer to Boyd's question earlier, which I didn't really have time to completely answer, I saw in my mind's eye Mahmoud appear to me in the ethers right here in front of me and share with me that his entire life is a meditation. Yes, he would meditate in silence for 2 hours in the morning, and he received direct, and still does, direct transmissions of wisdom from the masters that he recognizes and attributes a lot of what he shares with us to. And yet, in his journeys, in his walks, in his poetry, in his art, all of it is a meditation. And he desires to remind us that we too can make our life a meditation. And what does that mean? It means that a part of your awareness is kind of fixed on the divine light and on God. You know, it says in the ancient scriptures of the Bible, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and your soul. If we all did that, then a part of our attention is really upon God all day long. And I believe that then our entire life becomes a meditation. On what? On God, on divine light, on love, and the virtues that God is sharing with all of us, and through nature, through our hearts, through our awareness all the time. So, in as much as Mahmoud, yes, does spend that 2 hours every morning and time in the afternoon meditating, his lesson for us today, through what he's kind of telepathically sharing me from France, from Paris, France, over the ethers, is that the mystical elements of God are within all of us, and we simply have to be still to access them. We can rely on the light of compassion and kindness and mercy from within our hearts to teach us the way, the truth, and the life. And we don't have to necessarily journey like he did all over the world to find the elements of truth that exist in nature and around the world. We can find them right within our heart. Our journey is really a journey within. And he shares with me now that even though he's journeyed to ancient Arabia, even though he's journeying all over the world, it was all about the inner journey through every step that he took. And that inner journey was his constant state of deep inner reflection, meditation, and abiding in the presence of humility, of peace, and of compassion. I have to say that I think in his simplicity of heart and in his modeling of compassion, Mamad exemplifies the highest of all faiths, the most readily available of spiritual truths. And if you can imagine what Jesus was like, for those of you who are Christians, or what Abraham was like for Jews, or what Muhammad may have been like for Muslims, I believe that Mamad shares and exemplifies all of these. So thank you, Mamad, for being with us in spirit today, though not in the flesh or by phone. So it's been a wonderful experience to be with you. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Go to heartcentertalkradio.org or heartcenter.org, and one of you will receive his book that we're going to give away. Thank you for today's class and talk.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew Noons talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.